Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Happy to welcome you back to Hurricanes Rewind. Don't forget Miami and Duke on Saturday, 12 o'clock tip-off. We'll be on the air at noon from Cameron Indoor Stadium. We continue our conversation with Hurricanes head coach Jim Larrañaga. 16 points for Harlan last night, 8 for 8 from the free throw line. Does that become contagious, that kind of attitude? I mean, your team has a great attitude, but everybody wants to play. But then I look and see Harlan having the success he is. Anthony Walker goes in there last night with a smile on his face. He gives you 6 points. Bensley's always reliable in his role. That gives you three guys off the bench that I think take pride in their roles.
I think so, too. And the one thing, you know, Harlan, this is his fourth year. Anthony, it's his fourth year. So they have veteran leadership. They have experience. And even though Harlan didn't play last year, he was involved. He watched and he learned. Anthony, he was a major contributor on our team that went to the Elite Eight. All right? And he is so gifted offensively, and he still hasn't exploded like Harlan has. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't be surprised if it's coming very soon. He's a very gifted, talented offensive player. Mm-hmm. So he and Harlan and Bensley, and then you got to add A.J. Casey. And then last night we used Christian Watson, and he did a terrific job. So hopefully our bench is really coming along.
Syracuse, you held them to 6 for 20. They made 6 three-pointers last night. But the number that I'm looking at that was pretty big was Gerard was 1 for 8. And you had Nigel on him, you had Wuga on him, you had Harlan on him, 1 for 8 from 3-point range, and that was the last his 1 3-pointer was in very late in the game.
Yeah, and you know what you noticed right away, and you got to give Joe Girard a lot of credit. He's a very smart player. For our fans who are listening, Joe Girard, I believe, is the leading scorer in New York State. High school basketball. He scored some incredible number of points, like 4,000 points.
Over 4,000.
You know, here's a kid who's like 6 feet, 6'1", can really, really shoot deep threes, can go to the basket. And last night, for whatever reason, he looked at our team and said, well, I'm going to back them in and try to draw fouls. So instead of, you know, lighting it up from three, he was doing all of his damage, like basically in the low post, backing guys in and just shooting a fadeaway jumper or a shot faking and drawing a foul.
Yeah, last night was his 112th career game for Syracuse. So very experienced. On the other hand, Judah Mintz has been one of the really good freshmen in the league. But I think you exposed some of his youthfulness last night. You forced him into 5 turnovers, several of those coming at critical times, held him to 1 for 7 and really frustrated him.
Well, Judah Mintz comes from the D.C. area, is very close friends with our Christian Watson. So we know a lot about Judah. We recruited him a little bit out of high school. He actually verbally committed to Pitt before he decommitted and signed with Syracuse. He's really a scoring guard. He's not what I would call a true point guard. He can get other guys involved. He can make the pass. He can make the play. But his strongest asset is he can really score. And I thought our guys did a great job on him. starting with Isaiah Wong. Isaiah did not have one of his big career nights in scoring, but he did a great job of setting the tone of D'ing up Judah Mintz and making his life miserable. And then we went to the scramble and trapped him a few times. He turned it over. He missed a couple of shots, forced a couple of shots. So he did not have the big night that he's had against many opponents, and that certainly helped us come away with the victory.
And if fans locally have not seen North Chad Omir, I suggest the next home game, come out and watch him play. His intensity, his numbers, the last three games are crazy. He had back-to-back games of 13 points and 13 rebounds, Boston College and North Carolina State. So what does he do last night? 16 points and 16 rebounds.
Yeah, he's unusual. He's like the shortest big man in the league. You know, most of the big guys in this league, like last night, Jesse Edwards is 6'11 with a 7'6 wingspan, and Norshad is 6'7, and he has to match up with guys like that. And he had to do it against NC State with DJ Burns. DJ Burns is like 6'10, 300 pounds. So Norshad is amazing because he's got more energy and enthusiasm for playing basketball than, I don't know, anybody I can think of. He just loves to play, plays hard, goes after every loose ball, 16 points and 16 rebounds. Some night, I think this season, he might go for 20 and 20.
This was another milestone for you last night. With your victory last night, you tied Terry Holland for number 10 all-time in the ACC League victories, 111. You passed Dave Odom for sole possession of number 12 in wins as an ACC coach. Those are two guys that, one, you worked with, and I'm sure obviously competed with and against Dave Odom. So I don't know how significant, but I think it's probably very significant for you.
Well, Joe, Terry Holland, for the folks who don't know, hired me twice. First, as a 21-year-old coming out of college, I was drafted by the Detroit Pistons in the NBA, didn't make it in the NBA. Terry Holland was the head coach of Davidson College. He hired me as a 21-year-old, put me on the road recruiting, and we won three Southern Conference championships together, and I just loved working for him. I loved learning from him. A lot of the things we do here at Miami, I learned from Terry Holland. And Terry was a brilliant coach. Believe it or not, Joe, he retired from coaching at 47.
Wow.
And became an athletic director at his alma mater, Davidson. And, you know, if he had stayed in the business, you know, I think he's a Hall of Fame coach. He was great. Took his team to the Final Four twice. Coached the National Player of the Year, Ralph Sampson. Had Jeff Lamp, who's another All-American. He had a number of guys playing the NBA. He was a terrific college coach. I learned an awful lot from him. Two of the people that I worked with while I was there, dear friends, Craig Littlepage was the assistant when I was hired at Virginia. So Terry hired me at Davidson, and then years later hired me at Virginia. And then I sat next to and with Craig Littlepage, who would eventually become the athletic director at Virginia, replacing Terry Holland, his boss. And then Dave Odom replaced Craig Littlepage, and we worked together for 4 years during the part of the Ralph Sampson era and then into the Olden Polonese era when we made it to the Final Four in 1984. And then I left Virginia in 1986, and those two guys, I think, did a great job of continuing Terry's success and got to the Elite Eight, I believe, in 89. And then Terry decided, I'm going to become an administrator, an athletic director. He retired from coaching and went to Davidson. So those guys, to even be mentioned in the same name with two tremendous people. Terry, my mentor, Dave and I shared an office together. They were great ACC coaches, and I'm just happy that kind of I was able to get an opportunity to coach at Miami and coach in the ACC for the 12 years that I've enjoyed so far.
Well, congratulations on another milestone. It doesn't get any easier on Saturday. For the second straight Saturday, you'll take your team on the road. And for the second straight Saturday, the team you play has a week off. So Duke is going to be sitting around here all week. They're smarting after a loss to Clemson. And you go to Cameron Indoor Stadium, where the University of Miami, under your guidance, has played really, really good basketball.
Well, you know, Duke and Carolina are always picked at the top of the league. And, you know, Coach K, his success as the head coach of Duke University for the last 40-something years, you know, is legendary, the winningest coach all time. And now he's passed the torch to John Shire, one of his former players, one of his former assistants, and John is – recruited very well. He's got a very, very talented team. And like most teams in the ACC, other than Miami, Joe, they're very tall. They've got more big guys than you can shake a stick at. All right? I mean, they start 6'11", 6'10". They bring a 7-footer off the bench. I mean, these guys, their three-man is taller than our starting five-man. Oh, we have our hands full going to Cameron. But as you mentioned, we've had success there. Hopefully our guys will know what to expect. My coaching staff will do a great job of preparing them. We'll have a very solid game plan. But them having a week to prepare, just like NC State did, really gives them a chance to play very well. Yeah. Now we have several days because we played on Monday. We took today off. We got Wednesday, Thursday, Friday to prepare and then fly to Durham. We actually fly into Raleigh and then bus over to Durham. It's a noon game, a noon start. Who did we play recently at noon, Joe?
North Carolina State.
That game was at noon?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, Saturday.
So
Saturday.
Two
yeah.
Saturdays in a row playing at noon. We'll have to see if we're able to play our best basketball this coming Saturday against the Blue Devils.
Filipowski for Duke, averaging 18 points and 11 rebounds a game over the last four.
Oh, he's certainly in consideration, if not an odds-on favorite, to be Rookie of the Year. I mean, he's playing at such a high level. He's one of those guys projected out of high school, a McDonald's All-American, a one-and-done type player. He and Derek Lively were two great big man recruits for Duke. And Derek Lively is the ACC preseason Rookie of the Year, but I'm guessing his teammate, Filipowski, is going to steal that award from him because – his scoring, his rebounding, and just his total aggressiveness at both ends of the court has been very impressive.
Well, Coach, 15-3 after the first 18 and 6-2 after the first 8 inside the league. So I would say pretty solid so far. And the two losses in the league have been in the last 2 minutes. And the opponents had a guy come off the bench that was kind of an unexpected, unsung hero for them. So still got a long way to go, but you're off to a really good start here.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. It's a big game tonight. All ACC games are big, but I'm going to be very curious to watch Clemson at Wake Forest.
Yeah.
Wake Forest has a very nice resume. They're awfully good at home. Clemson sits in first place at 7-0 right now. If they knock off Wake Forest tonight, they got a great start to trying to win the regular season. But the regular season is a marathon. It's 20 games. You got to be ready for each and every one of them.
All right, Coach. Congratulations on the victory against Syracuse. I'll see you on Friday when we get ready to go to Duke.
Okay. Thanks, Joe.
Okay, University of Miami head coach Jim Larrañaga joining us on the show. The Hurricanes, of course, a winner over Syracuse. You know who is always a winner? Ed Williamson. Ed Williamson, always a winner. And you can be a winner as well at Williamson Buick GMC by getting the most out of the South Florida lifestyle in a new GMC from Williamson Buick GMC. New GMC vehicles are arriving daily at Williamson. This means Williamson Buick GMC is sure to have the new GMC you are looking for, like the new GMC Yukon with plenty of room for the entire family. The new Yukon allows you to ride in style, it allows you to ride in comfort, and it makes a bold statement wherever you go. You can also cover work and play with the new GMC Canyon or the Sierra. These trucks, they feature bold styling, they've got the latest technology, and they also have the toughness to get the job done. To get your new GMC, visit Williamson's beautiful facility, conveniently located on US 1 and 104th Street, just south of the Palmetto, or you can go online at WilliamsonAutomotiveGroup.com. Get the most out of the South Florida lifestyle. Experience car buying like never before from your premier GMC dealership. Who am I talking about? Of course, Williamson Buick GMC. We are professional grade.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.